You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is the second day of July 2013. On the phone line with us from Newmarket, Indiana, is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
It sure looked like the squeeze might have been on in Chicago for the December corn futures. What happened?
Well, on the December corn futures, we tried to push them below $5. We got them down there. We saw the July recover quite nicely, and shoot back up and regain a good share of yesterday's losses. And I think that pulled the December corn back up above $5 by the end of the day, Todd. And, but we're still below that 5-10 gap that was left on Monday. So, you know, there's still some technical problems in there. And a lot of feeling is that the weather stays the way we're looking now for the rest of the month, which we know it's a long time enough forecast. Generally, it's good for 2-3 days at a time, isn't telling us the month. But it does look like we're going to be hard-pressed to get back over 5.25 for the time period.
As we heard yesterday and will bit later in the program from the state statisticians, the corn crop is in better condition this week than it was last week by 2 percentage points.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've had ideal weather. I mean, if you were to just ask, if I had been gone all spring and just come back home now, I'd say maybe we were a week behind, not 3 weeks behind like the planning really was. And I think we're seeing that catch up a lot over the country. You know, the drought conditions are basically gone. We've had a tremendous growing weather in a lot of places. I think the one thing that's been pointed out since the report last Friday is, though, that we did lose corn acres in some of the I states or the bigger areas, and some of our pickup in acreage was in the areas that don't do quite as well on yield as like we would say the major states do, and so we could see a little bit of setback, and maybe shouldn't be quite as optimistic of wanting to increase the yield like some of the traders are talking about.
Given the current December corn futures price and the crop insurance price, are farmers just to lay aside the market at the moment?
You know, depending on whether you have anything sold or not, whatever, we'd like to wait and see if we can't get one weather scare to pop us up over the 5-10 to 5-25 type bracket. Right here, we're sort of sitting tight. You know, the 4th of July is generally quite a turning point, and there we are later this year going into it, so we might have to add another week on to that to watch. But we'd like to think that something positive could come along, but we do want to be aggressive sellers on that pop.
Are there things that are positive for the bean market?
Things are positive for the bean market. Well, sure. You know, the tightness of the old crop beans, still very big out there. We are late on the bean crop. We do have a few problem areas. Some of the beans aren't quite as good, even though the crop ratings are looking like it that way. But we've got some tremendous, world competition in both the corn and the bean market now, Todd. And we're also looking there. We get November beans back up in that 1270 bracket. We want to be aggressive sellers again.
Anything for the livestock producer today?
The livestock producers, I think they're just looking forward to some of this wheat finally getting harvested and be able to maybe pick up a little wheat to blend into their rations that way or sort of offset some of the tight July corn prices.
Well, speaking of which, maybe we better cover the wheat because harvest is underway, at least where it can be, though. It's been really wet. I've heard really good from the southern part of Illinois yields. How about you?
The yields have been very good so far in what we've seen harvested. We're in the 70 to 80 bushel bracket, basically what's been cut around here. It looks tremendously good. We know that the Arkansas-Memphis area down in that way had a very good wheat harvest. They were all very happy with it, and it's coming off good. We saw Egypt bop back into the wheat market today. Unfortunately, it was out of the Black Sea area. Basically, they were 20 cents under us as far as it goes. They did secure the wheat in range of 249 to 253 a metric ton, and that was about 60,000 metric tons. So in a surprise because they were not expected to be in the market now.
Wayne, we'll talk with you again for Commodity Week this week.
All right, we'll see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, joins us on the Closing Market Report for Tuesday afternoon.